Environmental effects in Herschel observations of the ionized carbon content of star-forming dwarf galaxies in the Virgo cluster, by Robert Minchin et al. We use archival Herschel data to examine the singly ionized carbon CII content of 14 star-forming dwarf galaxies in the Virgo cluster. We use spectral energy distribution SED fits to far-infrared, mid-infrared, near-infrared, optical and ultraviolet data to derive the total infrared continuum TIR for these galaxies. We compare the CII TIR ratio for dwarf galaxies in the central part of Virgo to those in the southern part of the cluster and to galaxies with similar TIR luminosities and metallicities in the Herschel Dwarf Galaxy Survey DGS sample of filled dwarf galaxies to look for signs of CII formation independent of star formation. Our analysis indicates that the sample of Virgo dwarfs in the central part of the cluster has significantly higher values of CII TIR than the sample from the southern part of the cluster and the sample from the DGS, while the southern sample is consistent with the DGS. This CII TIR excess implies that a significant fraction of the CII in the dwarf galaxies in the cluster center has an origin other than star formation and is likely to be due to environmental processes in the central part of the cluster. We also find a surprisingly strong correlation between CII TIR and the local RAM pressure felt by the dwarf galaxies in the cluster. In this respect, we claim that the excess CII we see in these galaxies is likely to be due to formation in RAM pressure shocks. This was Environmental Effects in Herschel Observations of the Ionized Carbon Content of Star-Forming Dwarf Galaxies in the Virgo Cluster, by Robert Minchin et al.